on today's Tech Help for Churches. Who should you follow on Twitter? And how should you decide? Hi again, and welcome to Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we discuss how to use the web, social media, new media, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. And if you have questions, comments, etc., head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or you can hit me up on Twitter. You might guess, since I'm talking about Twitter today, that I have an active Twitter account that's available at Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. More of an email person, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, just put a comment below. That's cool. If you're watching this on trinitydigitalmedia.com, there's a comment section below the video. You can put it there as well. Doesn't matter to me. Just as long as if you have questions or comments, that you share them. Now, if they're mean or crude, don't expect those to show up. Just saying. You have freedom of speech, but I don't have to listen. So, let's get going with the discussion today. Well, there we go. So, let's talk about followers on Twitter. Insofar as followers go, you can have, when you start out, up to 2,000 followers. Now, you might be thinking, 2,000, that's a lot of people. If 2,000 people followed me, I'd just be ecstatic. Let me clarify. You can follow 2,000 people. Now, when you first get started and you've got two people following you, 2,000 feels like a bazillion people. I'll never have 2,000 people that I follow. But everyone that you follow, what you want to do is you want to consider it like a large room with exactly 2,000 chairs. In that large room, this is your community that you're going to interact with. So for every person you follow or you follow back, it's like giving them a special ticket to that room filled with 2,000 chairs. You only have 2,000 chairs, so every person that you give a ticket to, there is someone else that you're not giving a ticket to. So there's a cost to it. You have a finite amount of people that you can follow in the beginning. So that's lesson number one. Now, think of all the people on Twitter as divided into five distinct groups. Group number one is all the people you do not know, who do not know you. Maybe you have no ill will, no ill feelings to them whatsoever. You just have no clue that they exist. There are literally millions and millions of people on Twitter. So the vast majority of people on Twitter will fall into this category. Millions and millions of people that you will never interact with, that you don't know. If they walked by you on the street, you wouldn't know they were on Twitter. That's just it. That's all there is to it. That's most people. Now, maybe sometime in the future, some of them will move into another group. But right now, you don't even know they exist. You know theoretically that they exist, but you don't know specifically, talking about them as an individual, that they exist. Group number two. These are the people that you know they exist, and you wish that they would just leave you alone. Maybe they're spammers. I've got someone that I'm following right now that I need to clean up. I just sent him a direct message to see if this is on purpose or if he's actually been hacked. But he sends me every day at least one link to buy Twitter followers. I don't do that. I think buying Twitter followers is idiotic. With the one exception, if you're a celebrity and you get paid more based on how many Twitter followers you have, then by all means, buy 100,000 or so and be excited that you get an extra million on your contract. That's fine for you, but I'm not a celebrity, and I'm not going to be in a movie where they're going to pay me based on Twitter followers, so I'm not going to buy any, so please quit sending me invitations to buy them. So that's where this person fits in. This is a spammer. There are also people that are cruel. Twitter can be a place filled with trolls that love nothing better than to harass people and treat them like scum. I'm sorry that these people existed. I wish they didn't. I wish they would get a clue and not be so mean. But they exist, and so as a result, we just have to deal with them. So that's group number two. These are the people that, while they exist, you wish they didn't, and you wish that they would just leave you alone. Group number three, you have no feelings one way or the other. You neither want to follow them, nor don't want to follow them. If they follow you, fine. If they don't, fine. While in the second group, maybe these are people that they follow you and they find you interesting, but their response to everything is, come see my porn pictures. You don't want to see them? Group number three, they might talk about things that you really don't care about. Maybe they say, hey, I had a ham sandwich for lunch. Planning on taking a shower later. Pretty boring stuff. You really don't care. But you don't feel badly towards them. You just don't so much care. So that's group three. So if group one is people you have no clue about, group two is people you know about but wish you didn't, group three is people that you know about and you could go either way. Group four is people that you know and you want to follow. Friends, family, celebrities, people that you're really interested in. These are people that by all means you should follow them. If their accounts become inactive, depending on the value that they provide, you may want to unfollow them. So my sister, since she had my nephew, has been very inactive. But I'm not unfollowing her because she's my sister. Should she become active again, I want to know about it. My wife, same thing. She's been on and off on Twitter. But I'm not going to unfollow her because if she becomes active, I want to know about it. But the guy that's sometimes funny, sorry. While I'm interested in you, you're a group four person. If you quit following me, then I'm going to quit following you. If you become inactive for a month, I'm going to unfollow you. There are other seats in my large networking gathering that is Twitter that, there are other people that could fill your seat. That's the way I think of it. Okay, now finally, there's one other group, and these are the people that you aspire to have follow you. These are the people you really look up to. While group number four are people that you like and you want to follow them whether they follow you back or not, group number five is the people that if they followed you back, it would make your day. So of those, the people that I would follow is, first, groups four and five. Fill the seats in your Twitter with those. If you have some seats left, just look and see how you feel about someone in group three. maybe one day they'll tilt over towards, you know, I want to follow you. Maybe the next day they'll start speaking another language and never speak a language you understand again, and then you unfollow them. It's not that you're against that language, it's just not so much helpful to you if you don't understand it. So, those are the five groups, and I want you to consider whether you should engage in conversation with them or not. And that will help you as you're using Twitter to go out and change eternity. Don't forget, if you like this content, to please say so. Make a comment below. Thumbs up if you're on YouTube. Subscribe to it. The best way for you to help the show is bump the subscriber numbers, and that will help you even more because it will allow you to really engage with the content and get it delivered automatically while you're sleeping, while you're not paying attention, and that way you don't have to remember to come back, which is very valuable and quite frankly something that's one of the advantages of the 21st century is that you can just subscribe and have it delivered automatically. Share this content with others that you think would find it interesting. And I think that that will help all of us on our collective mission of going out and changing eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.